find in a quick break from standing out in the sun all day here at the Warren County Fair in Indiana. I'm Brennan Easter with WITY in the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, and today I'm next to all of the hopeful contestants for the swine contest upcoming, and I'm here with Maria Frosch, who has one of her own. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So how long have you been involved with 4-H?
This is my seventh year.
Seventh year. And have you been raising pigs all the time, or is pigs more of a newer thing for you?
I've been doing it since I was five, so.
Raising pigs?
We don't raise them. We buy them from other people, but yeah, I've been showing them since I was five.
Any massive successes with your pigs yet, or?
Yeah, I have won showmanship at a few big shows, and I won the Crossroad Barrow Show at Louisville 2 years ago.
That's nice. So tell me about your contestant this year.
I have three pigs, two crosses and a York.
So what's it like taking care of these three pigs and prepping them for their show every fair?
It's a lot of work. I mean, they get washed every day. They get walked every day, keeping their pens clean and everything. They get fed twice a day. And also just like making sure to spend time with them so you can build a relationship with them so that they're better in the show ring.
And pigs are kind of like people where no two of them act the same or want the same things, right?
No, they all have very different personalities, that's for sure.
And you can easily tell all three of them apart just at a glance, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the personality quirks of some of your pigs?
This one is, he's kind of crazy. He's also not very smart, so I kind of have to make sure he's doing the right thing. The one in the middle is very smart, and he kind of just always does what he's supposed to. He just kind of knows. And the one on the end, she's really sweet.
Kind of a nice mix of different personalities
yeah.
for your pigs. Are there any other things for 4-H that you do?
I do shooting sports.
Shooting sports, okay. You want to talk to me about those? What got you started with that?
My older brother did it, so I kind of just followed what he did.
Interesting. Have you been enjoying your time in shooting sports?
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
Do you do anything else for 4-H, like projects, or?
Nope, that's all.
Okay, so just pigs and shooting.
Yep.
Looking to get involved in any other areas of 4-H in the future, or just happy with what you're doing now?
I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing now. I've done sheep before, but it wasn't really my thing, so I just stuck with the pigs.
Kind of fair. You got any other plans for other fairs in the area, or is this going to be the last fair that you go to?
We're going to a big show in Louisville in a couple weeks, and then we'll go to State Fair in August.
Okay, well, best of luck to you at both of those shows.
Thank you.
Any high expectations yet?
No, not really. Hopefully I do good in showmanship, but...
Just kind of see where it goes from there?
Yeah.
Got to continue that legacy you're building, right?
Yeah.
Any idea what you're going to do after your 10 years in 4-H, or have you not thought that far ahead yet?
I know I want to do something in the ag field. I'm not really sure yet. I want to go to college and just see where life takes me, I guess.
One step at a time, that's all it takes, right?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and find your calling. You'll find something you'll like to do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. This was a very pleasant discussion. And again, best of luck to you and your pigs for the shows this week.
Thank you.
And again, be sure to stay tuned right here on WITY for future fair coverage of Warren County and other fairs.